The president says he wants to end wars, but Israel's prime minister has said he is expanding this ground operation inside of Gaza. The IDF says is to seize strategic areas. Does the U.S. fully support expanding this war?
We expand the destruction of Hamas, the ending of Hamas. We support a future for the people of Gaza that is free of Hamas and full of opportunity. That's what we support. And this is a group that came across on October 7th and carried out one of the most vile series of attacks, kidnappings, rapes, murders, and hostage taking that we've ever seen. That's what we support. Now, that said, we also support an end of the conflict, a ceasefire. We don't want people obviously suffering as they have, and we blame Hamas for that, but nonetheless, they're suffering.
So are you asking Israel to slow down this military push? And the Qatari prime minister told Fox News that there was a deal being put together for all hostages or many hostages to be released after Idan Alexander, that American Israeli, was released recently. But then the Israeli military bombed a hospital, killing 70 civilians, and everything went sideways. Is that your understanding of what happened?
It
was this lack of care of collateral damage?
No, the way I would characterize it is that this war could end immediately, and Israel's made that clear. It could end immediately if Hamas surrenders and gives up their weapons and demilitarizes and releases all the hostages, including the deceased ones. They did that, this conflict would end. That's been true from the very beginning. It's been true for months now. They're the ones that have chosen not to accept that offer.